The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Kufi Ches Amud Beis has a shaila that is a mutter to be mezakeh get l'ishtoi b'makom ketata. That basically the halacha is normally a person can't be mezakeh get to his wife. He can't, it has to be a real kabbalah, you have to give it to her or to her shliach. But the din of zakhin doesn't work because we assume that it's a chayv for a woman to get divorced. She doesn't want to get divorced and therefore zakhin wouldn't apply. But the question is, in a makom ketata where she's in having a fight and she's anyways not so happy with the marriage, maybe then it's a schus for her to get divorced and maybe zakhin would help. And the or maybe not, maybe we say that a yish always wants to remain married even if it's difficult and we cannot assume that it's a schus. And the Gemara says, Tashma, the Rish Lakish, Tav, Lemesev, Tandum, and Lemesev, Armelu, famous Chazaka, the Rish Lakish says that a woman would always rather be Tandu, be together with another person, meaning be in a marriage with another person, Lemesev, Armelu, than to be alone or to be an Almana. So Rish Lakish is saying that's a Chazaka, that we assume that no matter what, no matter how bad it is, the women would rather be in the marriage and not get divorced than be divorced, and therefore, Min Hastam, you don't have a right to assume that it's a schus for her. Even if she, even if there's a ketata going on, based on this chazaka, tav l'meisav tandu mil meisav armelu. And the question is, what's the beer in this chazaka of tav l'meisav tandu mil meisav armelu? Where does this come from? So there's very interesting a speech that Rabbi Yosher Ben Soloveitchik gave. This was in 1975 in response to a controversy that was happening at the time. There was a certain rabbi at the time who came up with tremendous kulas in Inyanei Ishus. He wanted to basically be Iker Kiddushin, be Mafkia Kiddushin, different things. He wanted to help agunas, and because of that, he came up with different loopholes, different kulas that were keneged halacha to try to be able to somehow annul the kiddushin. And there are different kulas that he was trying to rely on. And one of the things that he challenged was this chazaka of tav l'meisav tandu l'meisav armelu. Chazal say that this is a klal that Isha would always rather remain married than to be alone. And this person was tining that maybe that's in the olden days. But today, where it's easier for women to survive on their own, both financially, socially, it's different than it used to be. So perhaps this Chas v'Shalom, this Chazaka, wouldn't apply. And now we don't say that Tav L'Meisav Tandu M'Leisav Armelu. And because of that, there would be different halachic ramifications because this Chazaka is no longer in place. And Rabbi Yosher Ben, in his speech, he gave a whole speech, connected these kulas of this rabbi, and he was very adamant that Chas v'Shalom, we can never say such a thing, and these chazakas the Chazal say, not only do the halachas of Chazal never change, but the chazakas the Chazal say never change either. And he says, when Chazal say a chazaka, it's not just a social chazaka, it's not a psychological chazaka, it's not totally on the times, totally on what people believe at that time, but it's something that goes deep into the essence of the bria, the essence of a person, and Chazal are being made that this is goes into the whole existence in Metzias of a person, and therefore it's never going to change, even if times change in the secular world, and even if the society changes, but these things never change. So he addresses specifically this chazaka of tav l'meisav tandu milameisav armelu, and this, by the way, is printed in the Beis Yitzchak. I think it's number Mem Aleph, and other places as well, and he says this chazaka has nothing to do with the social status and the political views of the time, but this has to do with something much deeper. It has to do with the pasuk in Bereishis that says El Ishech Teshukaseich, that it was Nigzar on the Isha that she would have a chukah, desire to have a husband, to be married, and that it goes into the bria. The Isha goes into the bria sa'ilam, that the Isha always wants the companionship, always wants to be with somebody else, and it's nothing that can ever change. And he says, for that reason, if an Isha is alone, nobody likes to be alone, but an Isha being alone, it's much more difficult than a man being alone, because this is part of this gezerah of El Ishech Teshukaseich, part of this klala, that Isha has a very difficult time being alone, and she needs the companionship, and that is the aside of this chazaka of tov l'meisav tandum l'meisav armelu. And therefore he says, we'll never change kimei shemayim al aretz, it's going to remain forever, because this goes into the bria, goes into the whole metzias of Adam. And he says again, it's not a psychological fact, but it's something that goes into the whole existence of a person, it's something that is be'etzim, goes into the fabric of the chilukah between the isha and the isha. A man does not have this need of tav l'meisav tandu like an isha does, but this has to do with the metzias of who an isha is, and mela will never change. So that's just a little bit of insight into this chazaka of tav l'meisav tandu l'meisav armelu, that it goes into the whole metzias of bria, and it's for that reason that a zachin would not help for the isha even b'makom ketata.